Sunday night, or Liyud Aleph Ador, Tov Shinayin Hei, Dvar Halacha, and Chavis Halvavis. Okay, the question is, can you send for Mishloach Monos, could you send Peiros with Kedusha Shvius? So, you'll say, why not? You're allowed to give a Matana of Peiros Shvius as long as you inform the person that you're sending it to that it has Kedusha, so that he can treat it with Kedusha. So, the problem some Achronim raise is that you can't pay up a Chov with Peiros Shvius. That's called doing Schora with Peiros Shvius. And the question, right, so you can't pay up a debt with it. So the question is, Mishloach Manos is a mitzvah, you have to send it. So is that called you're paying up a debt? Some say it's similar to paying up a debt, and some are machalic between a chov momen, where you owe money and you're using the Peiros Shvius to pay up a debt of money, and having to give it because of a mitzvah. Okay, so that's one issue. Another issue is, it's become pretty customary that when someone sends you Shalach Manos, so you send them back. So the question is, it's already a little more of a sort of a Piron Chov, sort of, when you're using Peiros Shvius for the Mishloach Manos that you're sending back, because you sort of feel indebted to give it because the person sent you. But obviously that's not a moment that you could demand an abesdin to get back. So many old is not a problem. In general, it's not a good idea to send payers with Kedusha Shvius for Mishloach Manos. You can get around these problems that I said, even if you want to be machmir, as long as it's a third min. You know, it's not the only person you're sending to, presumably, and it's a third moneh, so you're not being yotzei Mishloach Manos with it, really. But it's not a good idea to send it. In any event, Mishloach Manos gets passed around from hand to hand. You're not sure if everybody's going to give over the message that it has Kedusha. You're not sure who's getting it. You're not allowed to give over Peiros Shvius to someone who won't treat it with the proper dinim. So the person you're giving it to might, but then he's going to pass it around. And you don't know where it's going to end up. So in general, it's not a good idea. We're learning Shara Bechina, Chavis Halvavis. We're up to the 16th shir in Shara Bechina. We're in Perek Beis, where the Chavis Halvavis is discussing the obligation. Is it obligatory to examine the Bria and see in it Hashem's existence, wisdom, complexity, and chesed? So he says, right, the tripod of common sense and psukim and Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mesorah. So we learned last time, when we learned the first raya, he brought, you want to be different than an animal, the difference is you have brains in your head. If you don't use your brains, you're worse than an animal because you have brains and you're not using them. So certainly, to use your seichel to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. From psukim, he now says, min ha-kosov, there's plenty of psukim, se'umoro me'nechem u'ru'umi bara'ela. The pasuk is actually instructing us, the pasuk in Yeshaya, and it's exactly instructing us to look at the skies, that's astronomy, and see mi bara'ela. The Omar, pasuk in Tehillim, parakhes, kiyera shamecha, ma'asei etzpa osecha, yirech v'choychavim asher kononto, you see it and you're inspired, and you thereby see Hashem. Vamar akosav, another pasuk in Yeshaya, halo seidu, halo tishmu, halo hugan meirosh lachem, halo avinosim, mosdo sa'oretz. You have to think about the foundations of the world, how things are set up in the Bria. Of Vamar acherishim shema'u, deaf ones, listen, va'ivrim, and you who are blind, habitu liros. The Vamar, now he brings in other psukim that aren't so much talking about the examination of the Bria, the way we understand it, the way he puts it down in the rest of the Shar, but just to say the psukim that you have to think. This is maybe a foreign idea to many people, especially nowadays, but you're actually supposed to think. Tov lelechas, because he brings down, listen to this pasuk, he brings down, Tov lelechas al beis evel, milechas al beis mishneh, ba'asher hu sof kol ha'adam, v'achai yiten alibo. So his emphasis is obviously on the last four words. V'chayit in alibo. You're supposed to think what sof kol ha'adam is, and that's why it's better to go to a base Eivel than a base Mishnah, because it gets you to thinking about your purpose in this world. But Akavonim, you're supposed to think. Now, if that was somewhat of a chiddush 1,000 years ago, it's much more of a chiddush nowadays. V'omar ha'chacham einu b'rosho baksil b'choshech holech. A chacham, meaning someone who thinks, uses his brains, to think about things, to think about Hashem, to think about what he's supposed to be doing with his life. So that's called einu b'rosho. And the ksil is like a blind person groping around. He doesn't know where he's going to, doesn't know what he's doing. V'omar v'orech tzadikim ka'or noga. The path of tzaddikim is like with sunlight. Holech v'or ad nechon hayom. Derech Hashem ka'afelo lo yodu b'mei kashalu. So that's the end of the second series of proofs. The first series of proofs was common sense, that b'china is an obligation. The second one is psukim. Some of the psukim directly address examining the bria, and some, these last few psukim, talk in a more general way about using yisaychel to think about things, and that will lead you in the direction you're supposed to go. Okay, stop here.